Islamic medical ethics, protecting a woman's life and modesty. When sickness and pain overcome women, perhaps they have no choice to keep the Islamic ethical limits of mahram and non-mahram. But should those who are treating them also forget these ethics, in terms of preserving the modesty and chastity of women? When it comes to medical institutes, we see a lack of Islamic medical ethics. There are no separate hospitals or divisions, neither any separate facilities for men and women. Male staff deal with women right from the clinic receptions to the hospitals. They record information which would be personal to women's specific problems and is embarrassing for modest women to even answer. Male doctors non-reluctantly touch women while treating them. Inward patient female wards have freely moving male nurses. Many times, male nurses give injections and drips to women, as well as blood tests, hence touching their body. Even x-rays which cannot be done in hijab are undertaken by male technicians. Male dentists get close to a woman's mouth, putting her in an unethical position. But not only this, male gynecologists deal with pregnant women and are also carrying out deliveries. Protecting life is not the only responsibility of doctors and hospitals. Preserving the chastity and modesty of women is also obligatory. Mafazatul Hayat Hospital provides complete separate facilities for women, where they are dealt with by women. The only women-only hospital in Pakistan, protecting life, protecting modesty.